Have you ever asked why God became man? Maybe you haven't thought about it. Some things are just obvious, right? It's kind of like asking why the sun comes up or why we have to work. It's just the way things are. And so when we talk about the central truth of Christianity, that God became man, maybe we just haven't thought about it because it just seems so obvious. But here's the thing, Christians. God didn't have to become man. Nothing forced him to do it. No one was twisting his arm. God became man because he chose to become man. God became man because he wanted to. And even if he made the choice in eternity, and even if it's beyond our ability to understand, it was still his choice. And that leads us then to ask why. Well, Matthew in our gospel reading is talking about Joseph and Mary, two young people who are excited to get married. And that's one of the most common things in the world. But as time went on, it became increasingly obvious that Mary was pregnant. There was no way to hide that fact. Well, what was Joseph supposed to think? How could he know the truth? To his eyes, it appeared that Mary had been unfaithful. To his eyes, it appeared that this child had been conceived in sin. Something which, unfortunately, is also so very common in our world broken by sin. We stumble and fall. We turn away from God. We do things which we should not do, and we don't do things which we should do. Even from our very earliest days, we are sinners, walking contrary to God and choosing instead to go our own way. Well, we hear in verse 20 of our reading, "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.'" So the angel makes it clear that this child is different. He was not conceived in sin, but rather he was conceived from the Holy Spirit. God spoke, and this child came to be. God willed it, and Jesus became man. So that even from his mother's womb, he was just like one of us. Except for one thing. He was born without sin. Being from the Holy Spirit meant that he was perfect and sinless. Being from the Holy Spirit meant that he would never stumble and fall. He would never turn away from God. He would always do what he should do, and he would always never do what he shouldn't. Even from his very earliest days, he was not a sinner. He was like us in every way, except without sin. So what? Did Jesus just come down to flex on us? To put us to shame by his goodness and his perfectness? Well, listen to what the angel goes on to say. Verse 21. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Even his name shows us what he has come to do. Jesus came to save us from our sins. We stumble and fall. God became man in order to lift us up again. We turn away from God. God became man to turn us back. We do what we should not do. God became man to take away our love of sinning. We don't do what we should do. God became man to show us the right way. We are sinners from our mother's womb. God became man in order to make us holy. Jesus came to save us and to make us his own both now and in eternity. And that's also why he is perfect, Christians. That's also why he is without blemish. Jesus became what we are not, so that we might become like him. And we see this in the sacrifices of old. In the Old Testament, animals that were sacrificed were supposed to be without blemish. They could not be blind or lame or missing a part or whatever it may be. They had to be physically perfect in every way. Not because the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins, but because they pointed towards the one who would take away our sins. They were pictures of Jesus, who is perfect, not only physically, but also morally. He is what we are not. And his perfection has been offered up to the Father. He is the great and the perfect sacrifice for sin, so that by his death, we would be made perfect too. By his suffering, we become whole. But in a way, Christians, we still haven't answered the question. We haven't answered why God became man. I mean, yeah, we've talked about our need, and yeah, we've talked about what had to be done to save us, but we haven't really seen what moved God to do it. Why go through all this trouble at all? Why not just let us go into judgment? Why not just start over, do it all over again, or something like that? Well, Matthew goes on to show us why. He says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. And here, Christians, we see the very heart of God. We see what moved him to become one of us. God wants to be with us. God wants to dwell in our midst, because he is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And like Israel of old, God desires to dwell in the midst of the camp. God wants to be near his creatures, like a father wanting to be with his children. That's where God wants to be. But our sins keep him away, Christians. Our sins make it impossible for him to be among us. God is all holy. There is no darkness or evil in him, and no evil can be near him either. His holiness means that we would be destroyed. That's why even in the Old Testament, as God dwelled in the midst of the camp of Israel, they still had to keep their distance. They still had to make sure that their uncleanness would not come near his holiness. God put a barrier in between them for their good. God didn't want them to be destroyed. But that barrier remained as long as sin remained. It's kind of like being able to see your children, but not being able to touch them, like a wall of glass between you and them. It had to be that way, but God didn't want it to be that way. God wanted to be closer still. And for that reason, God became man. He broke down the barrier. He took away that which kept us apart. God became man so that we would be forgiven. And being forgiven, we could draw near to him and not die. God became man so that we would become holy. And being holy, we could see him with our own eyes. God became man so that we would be his people. and he would be our God. In a nutshell, Christians, God became man because of love. Love for you and love for me. Love moved him to become one of us. Love moved him to take on our flesh. Love moved him to be born of the Virgin Mary so that he could draw near to us and we could draw near to him. Love moved him to do all of these things for our sake. To put it in the words of the hymn, love caused your incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling that led you to embrace, in love, all love excelling, our lost and fallen race. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who in love became one of us to save us from our sins, we give you thanks for your rich mercies, which are new every morning, and for your steadfast love, which never comes to an end. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.